You're about to merge into the GM Fast Lane and head straight behind the scenes of some of the latest happenings at the world's largest auto company. Fast Lane Radio will bring you conversations with the personalities behind the news at GM that you can't get anywhere else. And now here's your host, Deb Oaks.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us on GM Fast Lane. Today, we're being joined by Dave Hill, and he is the chief engineer for Corvette. And our focus once again today, the 2006 Corvette.
From the Air Force Broadcasting Service, this is Around the Air Force.
Hello and welcome to a special September 11th edition of Around the Air Force. I'm Staff Sergeant Mike Tadaishi. The Air Force's efforts from within the United States seem to be focused all on Hurricane Katrina. But there is another enormous mission going on at the moment, and it started on 9/11. Operation Noble Eagle has been running nonstop from its headquarters at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida, the continental U.S. arm of NORAD. Since you rarely hear about airplanes...
It's the Paris Shelton Podcast.
Yo, what's up? It's Paris. It's Thursday, May 5th. Welcome back to my final podcast. That's right, this is my last one. Today is our last day in New York, and we've been promoting this movie all week. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm really happy that you guys have all been able to, you know, live this with me.
Hello, this is Mission Specialist Number 2, Steve Robinson. From the Space Shuttle Discovery, we're high in orbit. On our last day of orbit, tomorrow we come home. I'm currently talking to you just off the southeast tip of Indonesia in the daylight and moving on towards night. It's been a fantastic mission up here, absolutely amazing. Some of the hardest work that any of us have ever done. We haven't had a whole lot of sleep, and we've been extremely busy and really happy. The mission has been a test flight.
IBM Podcast. I'm George Faulkner. The early years of the 21st century have witnessed an explosion of new consumer technologies that, taken together, could have a big impact on the home and how we interact with it. The spread of microprocessors into household devices, the diffusion of broadband networks, and the proliferation of a new breed of electronically delivered home services are likely to change the way we live in many important ways.
So, you're going to Cuba. Well, having been there myself, I can tell you there's nowhere quite like it. Nowhere. For about half a century, it's been trapped in a very exotic time warp. The streets are filled with gorgeous old 1950s Chevys and Cadillacs. You won't see any global chain stores or any fast food outlets. Instead, you'll see a beautiful colonial city that hasn't been ruined by tourism. But as the old saying goes, nothing stays the same forever. The world has moved on, and inevitably, Cuba is going to change.